In the cool and damp conditions of the Sunshine Coast hinterland sits an attractive earthen-coloured house. If you had to describe it, you would probably think of it being built in the Santa Fe style of the US Southwest. Inside his matching studio, however, sits architect Artie Chia, who has used bales of straw as the basis for the buildings.
Initially, I was interested in sustainable building practices, and I look into a lot of different materials, I mean mud brick, ram earth, etc. And came across a book called the Straw Bale House book. And just looking at what has been done in America, it's not that long ago. And some of the examples just really grabbed me because they just look so organic and wonderful. And so I tried to convince my wife to use it, and when she first heard it, and said, "No way, I'm not going to think of it." And it's not until I showed her the book and the examples that's been built in America that she was convinced.
Is any old straw appropriate, or do you really have to look for the proper straw?
You have to be careful in what you select. I mean, there's the difference between hay and straw. And what you don't use is hay, which has a lot of leaf content, and of course vermin and whatever will like to eat it, and also it will break down a lot faster. So straw is not mainly just the stalk of the plant. We use wheat straw, and we got it directly from the farm, and we got them to bale them specially tight first. The main thing is to keep the straw dry. Here, because it is a very high rainfall area, my strategy was not to use what is called load-bearing construction, which means that you build the walls first and then put the roof over it. Because of the high rainfall, I wanted to put the roof up first and then build the walls after that to keep the walls dry. They say that straw is a very forgiving material, and we had a lot of helpers. And we advertised in the local papers and had a lot of people come to who want to learn how to do it. And lots of women, in fact, more women than men came. And they don't have any trouble learning how to use it. In our case, we use render on top of the straw. Firstly, using chicken wire, and which we initially used in the studio, but we switch over to welded mesh, which we find to be a lot more stable and not as flexible. And so we can pin it down much easier. And then a render of cement, sand, and lime over it for the first coat, and then a similar mixture with the local red earth that we have here, which gives it a beautiful brown, red-brown colour.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs, and each little pig was planning to build a house. The first little pig said, "I'm going to build my house of straw." The second little pig said, "I'm going to build my house of sticks." And the third little pig said, "I'm going to build my house of brick."
For a builder to do it, it costs about the same as a double brick building. There are lots of other reasons for using straw as well. One, of course, is sustainable building practices, which means that you use materials that is renewable. That means they're not going to deplete the resources of the earth. The second reason, of course, is energy efficiency. The straw has a very high insulation value. I mean, it's up to R25, whereas, a timber frame building would give you only R.57. So it gives you excellent insulation value. And for colder climates, I mean, it's an excellent building material. And even in Southeast Queensland, we do need to insulate the building, and straw is great for that.
And aesthetically, the end product?
The end product, I mean, everybody who's been to look at our place there, I mean, it's fantastic.
Is it likely that you're going to be seeing other people build these sorts of houses?
There's a growing interest in doing these sort of things, because with the present economic climate, a lot of people find that the cost of building their own building is going beyond their means. So they're looking for more cost-effective ways of building.